Blog Talk Radio. Good afternoon. Welcome, one and all, to another episode of Magic Universe with Sharona. And I am your radio host and magical mama and metaphysical storyteller, Sharona Rapsik. And I have a really special show for you all today. To tell you a little bit about me first, I am an angel whisperer, and yes, I really do talk to angels, and I am also a tarot master teacher and an angel Reiki master, a life coach, and a teacher of the magical and intuitive arts. And I am coming to you live today from the Big Apple, New York City. So if you hear a little bit of sirens in the background, just know that you're in the heart of the city. To tell you a little bit about what's going on in our world today, at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, our moon is going to slip into Scorpio. So if you have really psychic dreams tonight, that is why. It's one of the most psychic of all the moons. And, of course, this Thursday, we are going to be having a full moon eclipse in Sagittarius. So later on in the show, I'll be talking a little bit more about moon magic. Okay, I am so happy that you're joining me here today. This little radio show is all about awakening and embracing your inner personal power and self-confidence, as well as creating magic and miracles in all areas of your life, all by using a little bit of help from your angels and guides, as well as that divine and loving conscious energy of the magic universe, which we are all a part of. So if you're ready to live your magic, I want you to join me during this hour. I want you to step into your true power and awaken your true magic. This show today is brought to you by the Psychic Talk Radio Network. That's the one and only radio network with spirit. And Psychic You. So if you get a chance, you're going to want to visit psychictalk.net to learn even more about our past as well as our upcoming radio shows, our hosts, and also a little bit more about the online courses that we offer at Psychic You. And while you're there, you might want to check out my certified Angel Reiki Practitioner online course. Now, it's the only online course where you'll get certified both as a Yasui Reiki Master as well as an Angel Reiki Master. This show is also brought to you by the IAAP. Now, that's the International Association of Angel Practitioners, which is the very first worldwide organization that was formed to educate, celebrate, and support spiritual practitioners and entrepreneurs around the world. So do visit www.angelpractitioners.com to learn even more. This show, Magic Universe with Sharona, is a live call-in radio show. So if you're listening now, you'll be able to call in. We do record this show, so if you can't listen in now, you'll be able to listen to it later on or to listen to it again. Now, on this show, we talk about such topics as angels, crystals, energy healing, tarot and oracle cards, astrology, synchronicity, the law of attraction. But mostly we talk a lot about how to raise your energy so that you have good vibrations. And why do we do that? That's so we can bring more love and magic into our lives. Now, Magic Universe is on the air live, always on the second and fourth Sunday of each and every month. And, of course, you can listen to our show on the World Wide Web, and that would be at, you just go to psychictalk.net, and as I said, you'll find out more about our shows and some of the other shows that our hosts are doing. And one thing that you can do, too, if you're not by your computer, is you can listen on your telephone. And you do that simply by calling in to the number 714-816-4628. And you'll come up on our switchboard. Now, if you want to be live on the air, talk with me, and I talk with our really special guests that I'm going to tell you all about, then you need to press the number 1 after you get in on your telephone keypad. And that will allow me to see that you are interested in coming live on the air and not just listening in. Okay, and the other way that you can also join us if you don't want to go on the phone is we do have a chat room. And you want to do that, you go to psychictalk.net/chat. And that will enable you to also go into the chat room. You can talk with our friends in there. And you can hopefully, if you have a question, put it up there. And maybe I'll get to see it and we'll be able to talk about it on the air. Okay, everyone. Are you ready? I am very excited because today I have a really special guest for you today. Her name is Julie Ulrich, and Julie is a Reiki master, and she is a certified intuitive animal communicator who offers intuitive readings and energy work for people and animals all around the world. Julie's spiritual journey began in 2012 when she was led to receive a Reiki session for her own chronic health issue. And completely taken by the magic of this energy healing modality, she decided to study it and she became a Reiki master in 2015. Not long after that, she opened her Reiki practice not only to people, but as well as to animals. And she also started receiving intuitive messages from her animal clients, which prompted her to study intuitive animal communication and earn her certification in 2017. Julie loves to assist her clients on their journeys to healing by helping them find balance and a deeper connection to themselves as well as their animal companions. Julie lives in Brooklyn, New York, with her beloved and her two rambunctious cats, Callow and Pharaoh. So I am going to bring on Julie right now. So I want you to give a warm welcome to Julie. Welcome, Julie. How you doing?
Hi, Sharona. I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on your Magic Universe show.
Oh,
I'm
thank
so happy
you.
To be here.
Well, I know that everyone is just going to love you. And I'm telling people you want to not only listen in yourself, but bring your animals. Let them in. Let them come over.
That's right.
And listen. Yeah. And you know, the animals don't have to be with you physically. If you have any animals that are in spirit, you know, that have crossed the rainbow bridge, you can bring them in too there because they're all around you. Yes,
that's
indeed.
Right.
Now, truly, this show is all about love and magic. So I always start off with my guests, and I always give them this one question. How do you bring love and magic into your life?
That's the best question in the world, I think. I have a few ways that I do that. And I would say the first way you know, which probably isn't a surprise, is spending time with my animals, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think the magical thing about, one of the magical things about our animals is that they live in the present. They're always in the present moment, right? And
mm-hmm.
the present moment is where all the magic happens, right? You can't be distracted and experience the magic. You got to be in the present. So
that's so true.
And the other thing about our animals is that I love how they just fully express joy. You know, they decide they want to play and they play and they go all out. You know, think about like a dog chasing a ball. That's just like the most extreme, authentic joy you could ever see. And so a lot of times I notice that if I'm stressed out or I'm working really hard or I'm distracted with something, my cats come and ask me to play with them. And like one of them brings me a toy. It's kind of dog-like actually for a cat, but she'll bring me a toy, or the other one will do this meow that I know is his play meow. And I really make it a point to just stop, drop everything, and play with them, because I know that they're bringing me back into the present. They're bringing me into joy. They're getting me to engage in something that's good for my soul, right? So that's a big way that I experience the love and magic directly through my animals. And then so that's like having a really kind of connected interaction with your animals will always bring the love and magic. Like, I truly believe that.
Definitely.
Yeah. So another way that I bring in the love and magic is I'm always talking to my guides, my angels, my loved ones on the other side. I'm just having this open communication at all times, pretty much, right? And I feel like when we do that, the channels just open up for all the love and magic to come in. And you don't have to work as a psychic, medium, healer, whatever, right? Anyone can talk to whoever they resonate with. I call it the celestial support system, right? Whoever you resonate with, if it's your angels, guides, or grandma on the other side, you know? So I'll give you an example. So many years ago, when I was going through kind of a rough time, I got in bed one night and I just picked up a picture of my grandma who's on the other side, and I just started just studying the picture and sending her love and thinking of all the memories we had together and just connecting with her in that way. And then I put the picture aside, I turned out the lights, I went to sleep, and then in the middle of the night, I woke up super abruptly, just woke up and looked at the clock. And the digital time on the clock was my grandma's house number. And that house number is very significant to my family, because for some random reason, we would always just say that house number instead of saying grandma's house. We would say, I'm going over to 316 today. Or, you know, tomorrow we're stopping by 316. So I don't know why we did that, but that's what we did. So as soon as I saw that time on the clock, I knew that that was my grandma sort of like directly responding to me, saying, I hear you, I'm with you, I love you, right? It was like this direct response. And ever since then, I see that three-digit number in random places right when I need comfort or encouragement or confirmation that I'm making the right decision. And I know that my grandma's there, right? That's pure magic to me when
yes,
we can
indeed.
Connect like that, right?
Yes, indeed.
And the other thing I do a lot is I talk to Archangel Michael all the time, and especially when I lose something, I ask him to help me find it, and it always works. He helps me find whatever I have.
Yeah, I just Archangel Shamuel, but yeah, it's mm-hmm. like, boom, you know, I have never, I can't recall when I've ever truly lost anything, you know, by, you know, just calling, for me, it's Archangel Shamuel. And then I always remember that saying that nothing is lost in the universe. Nothing disappears.
Oh, I love that.
And so that can be like your keys or like a missing earring or whatever. And it's so, you know, I can't even think recently of when I haven't been able to find something that was missing. And I'm not talking about not just in my apartment. I'm talking about on the street, you know, that that I dropped it there. And then sometimes it'll even, I've had something, I mean, this is really spooky. I lost something on the street. And I said, well, I'm going to go back and look for it. And it wasn't there. And then I released it. And then I came back to my apartment. And in a place where I obviously had looked before, it was there. So I think that was the angels that did that. You know, it's,
you know what?
I recommend do that.
Yeah, and you mentioned you released it, right? I think that's such a key step, because I had a similar experience where I lost my very favorite necklace. And I think, I mean, I had gone to get a massage, so I took the necklace off, and then I couldn't find it. And I checked with the place that I went to, and they didn't have it there. So I was home, and I just started talking to Archangel Michael, and I was saying, you know, I really, really, really want that necklace back. It's my very favorite necklace. But you know what? If for some reason it's meant to be somewhere else with someone else or whatever, if I'm not meant to see it again, I accept that, and I understand that maybe there's a higher reason, I shouldn't have this necklace, whatever. But I took the step to say, I get it, I accept the outcome, whatever it is, right? And as soon as I said that, I turned to look at my desk for no reason. I had no reason to go look at my desk. But I went to look at my desk, and there's the necklace on top of a pile of papers. And there's no reason for it to be there. I would never take it off at my desk. You know what I mean? So I felt like that was, again, another kind of direct response to what you're putting out there and to your, you know, making an effort to communicate and connect. They're always going to answer in some way.
Yeah. No, it's, another thing I read that I always keep in my mind is that there's a saying that we are almost like we're swimming in an aquarium of angels and spirit guides. They're just,
oh my gosh,
you know, we're
that.
Just, the, you know, they're all around us. And the only thing they want to do is you just have to talk to them. And you don't have to talk out loud. You can talk with your, you know, you can talk with your mind. But that's what they want to do. They just, I think that's true of all divinity. You know, divinity, the whole, it just wants to get in touch with us and let us know that it's there. And I always laugh that, you know, we have so many different names and faces for what we want to call divinity or how it should look. But it doesn't really care, because it'll, you know, and it doesn't care if it comes to you with a face and a name that is comfortable for you. But, you know, it's like saying, please talk to me. And speaking of talking, when, you know, when you hear the word animal communicator, I want to hear more about that, because you talk to animals, correct? Or they talk to you.
Yeah.
How does it?
We talk to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, you mentioned in the intro that when I first started practicing Reiki, I had animal clients and I had people clients. And my very first animal clients were these three senior cats who belonged to this woman, this lovely woman who lived upstate from me. And she wanted me to do distance Reiki sessions for her three cats on a regular basis. So I started doing that. And the first thing that happened was I was sending Reiki to Barney the cat. And we're in the middle of the Reiki session, and all of a sudden I hear, I like plants. And it was just this declaration that I like plants. And I saw in my mind a picture of cat grass, and I just had this knowing that Barney wanted me to tell his person to buy him cat grass to chew on. And I really wasn't sure what was happening with that, and I didn't feel confident enough to go to the client and say, your cat just told me he likes plants and he wants an order of cat grass. But then it happened with Barney's sister, Betty, the next cat I was doing Reiki for. When I was doing Reiki for her, I just had this knowing. She told me that she doesn't purr a lot, but she purrs when I send her Reiki. And then their brother, Snowflake, showed me a blue collar around his neck while I was sending him Reiki. And so I eventually got up the courage to tell the client what was going on. And she confirmed all the information that I had received. She bought Barney cat grass. He loved it. And she really encouraged me to keep talking to her cats and get information from them. So that's when I decided to study it. And because I thought initially it would be a great match to animal Reiki because I could go directly to the animal and ask the animal, what do you need support with? Where the animal's person might not know everything that's going on with the animal, right? But once I started studying animal communication, I just thought, oh my gosh, this is the most magical thing ever. I have to, you know, offer readings as well as doing Reiki. So that's what my practice became. You can get a reading, you can get Reiki. You know, I just love to kind of help people understand where their animal's coming from. And I also love to help people understand how their animals see them, because our animals are really good at tuning into our energy. They're really tapped into all the energy around them, right? But they're especially good at tapping into our energy, because we bring a pet into our home, now we're part of their herd, we're part of their pack, right? So there has to be this constant connection and communication. So animals can really kind of look at our energy and see where we're thriving and where we're maybe a bit out of balance, and they can help us. They have a lot of wisdom to share, basically, and they can help us sort of get back into balance and be our best selves. That's what they want for us, right? Because that's going to make, if we're in balance, then their environment's in balance and everything feels good, right? So that's what they want.
Yeah. And I have a feeling they're smarter than us. You know, it's like, you know, if we only knew what our animals do.
Well, here's the
thing.
They
would be very different.
Our animals come into this world already mastering unconditional love. Humans are working on it, but animals have it mastered. If you, let's say you work late one day and you feel bad because you didn't get to spend a lot of time with your animal, they're not going to feel any differently about you, right? They're going to love you just as much. So that, you know, getting unconditional love from them every day is one way they're teaching us. And like I said before, every time they draw you into being affectionate or draw you into playtime, that's helping you come into the present moment. So that's, you know, there's lots of different ways that they can help us and teach us.
Yeah, now I know that you mentioned that you work with cats. What other types of animals and creatures do you work with besides cats?
Basically, it's possible to talk to any kind of animal, absolutely any kind of animal, right? So a lot of my clients have cats or dogs or horses or rabbits. So those are the ones I mainly talk to on a regular basis. But I have, you know, one of the most profound readings I ever had was actually with a hamster. excuse me, and I've talked to dolphins and birds. I mean, absolutely any kind of animal it's possible to have communication with. Because animals,
wow,
the way they communicate naturally, they do this, that's their natural form of communication, is intuitive communication, right? Being tapped into energy.
Right.
That's how you survive.
So they're the perfect energy healers. Our animals.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
I know also, like, if I don't feel well, how, you know, my kitty, they immediately come over and lay on you. Like they're literally giving part of their energy to you. Like, here, take this. I love you. I think you need this. Which is,
yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It's so true. There, and that's another great example of how tapped into to our energy they are, right?
Yeah.
I went on a trip, an amazing trip, several years ago, to swim with wild dolphins in the open sea, in the Bahamas. And the dolphins literally gave me a healing. I'm not exaggerating in any way. I went on that trip and I was experiencing a health issue and I had very low physical energy. But despite that, I felt like I needed to go on this trip where I would be swimming in the ocean with dolphins with low physical energy. But what happened was there was like a group of us of about 12 people, and we went on a boat about an hour out from the coast, and we waited for a pod of dolphins to show up, and they showed up, and we got our snorkel gear on, and we got in the water, and they completely played with us. They swam all around us, and they showed us how they played together, and they were having us, like, follow them swimming around the boat. But at one point, two dolphins swam to me. One was swimming underneath me, like perpendicular to my body, and the other one was swimming across in front of my face. Super, super, super close, just inches away. And the one that swam across in front of my face made eye contact with me. And when this happened, I was just kind of going, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, this is amazing, right? And soon after that, I got back up onto the boat, and I have never felt as fantastic in my body as I felt after having that encounter with the dolphins. Any health issue I had was not there anymore. And I talked to the woman who was in charge of our group, and I told her about it, and she said, oh yeah, a lot of people believe that dolphins can just read your energy and then give you an energy healing right there. And I said, well, that's what happened then. But like you said, even your cats know how to do that, right?
Oh yeah. We had my partner, Larry, and I, we were having like a little argument one day, and the cat got so upset. You know, it was just like a minor little argument. All of a sudden, the cat is like meowing and circling us, like, you know, like, hey, guys, cut that out. You know, I don't want you to do that. It was so fun that we just started laughing. I mean, that's like a good example of that. And,
There's dissension in the pack, right? There has to be harmony in the pack.
Yeah, they don't want mommy and daddy to be upset because that upsets them. But also, I think they love. And whenever there is a disturbance in love, that's when they get, it's almost like they try to absorb it. Which is, I think, a reason why I had some minor health issues this week with a tooth, and my cat got really sick, and we had to take it to the vet. And now that I'm feeling better, you know, we got some advice from the vet on what to do and change the diet, but the cat is feeling better. And I honestly think that my cat was absorbing some of my my pain and my energy, that that's why it got sick. You know, that it was like really putting, you know, putting itself, you know, like taking a bullet for me almost. And, So as far as your dream clients, maybe you could just tell us a little bit about that and, you know, any other success stories that you want to tell our listeners about.
Yeah, well, my dream client is really someone who's open to doing some inner work, right? Looking at their own energy, and they're open to connecting more deeply to themselves and the universe and their animals. And if it's someone coming to me for an animal reading, then I'm looking for, I really work with people who are, who really have high respect for animals, really adore their animals, of course, but really want to have a deeper understanding of their animals and a kind of a deeper relationship with their animal. And again, even if you're getting an animal reading, there's still going to be some self-work element there, because once we go deep into a reading, animals always love to talk about their person, right? And how their person, like what's special about their person that maybe that person doesn't see in themselves, the animals can see it, or how their person can maybe find more balance or be more confident, or, you know, they always have wisdom to share about how their person can be their best self, basically. So, I work with people who are really, really okay with looking at themselves and kind of going deep. And as far as a success story, I think one of the most memorable things that ever happened in an animal reading was when, years ago, when I read for a woman who was just devastated after losing her dog. Her dog had crossed over, and this woman was just really, really deep in grief. And in the reading, she asked me to ask her dog if her dog was okay on the other side, right? And people ask me this a lot, and every time I've asked an animal on the other side how they're doing, they're always doing amazing, right? Because they're in this love and light energy. But whenever a client wants me to ask their animal that question, I definitely do it, because each animal always comes through with their own unique way of answering the question. So when I asked this woman's dog how she was doing on the other side, the dog showed me herself up on her hind legs, twirling around, wearing a pink tutu. So I thought, okay, that's a really unique way to answer this question. So I told the woman what her dog was showing me. Okay, she's twirling around, she's in this pink tutu, and the feeling that she's giving me with this visual is just pure joy, right? She's just in such joy and love. She's really, really, really happy and doing well. And so then about a week later, I received an email from the client, and the client said, you're not going to believe this, but she was going for a walk, and she ran into this other woman who was walking a dog. And the dog was identical to my client's dog on the other side. Same breed, looked exactly the same. And this dog was wearing a tutu. So she ran into who was walking a dog wearing a tutu. And so she started talking to the woman, and the woman said, do you want to pick my dog up and hold her? You can do that. You know, so my client picked up this woman's dog, and she said she just felt all this love flowing into her heart, and she knew that it was directly from her dog on the other side, and her dog on the other side was telling her that they're still connected and she loves her, you know, and everything's okay. So,
awesome.
So that's really like the best case scenario, when a client can really, really embrace, you know, such a profound message from their animal. So, yeah, that I'll never forget that tutu moment.
Wow. That's just such, I get that, I see the image of the little ballerina dog there.
Yeah.
Twirling around.
Yeah.
So, Julie, how can our listeners find you, you know, if they
yeah.
want to work with you or have their, you know, a lot of our listeners have their own podcasts and
mm-hmm.
blogs and everything. So please give out that information now because I know they're going to want to hook up with you.
Yeah, sure. They can just go to my website, which is julieulrich.com. So it's JulieUlrich.com. And you can book a service with me through the website, or you can send me a message through the, you can contact me through my site. You can sign up for my newsletter as well. I write a weekly blog, and interestingly enough, I write a lot about magic, the magic that's all around us every day.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and if you want, yeah. And if you want to find me on Facebook or Instagram, it's just at Julie Ulrich Intuitive. So those are all the ways you can
terrific.
Reach out. Yeah.
Yeah, and I just want to let everyone, Ulrich is spelled with a U, L-R-I-C-H.
Right.
Awesome. Well, Julie, we've got a fair amount of people who have called in. So are you ready to
great.
Take a few calls? Let's
sure,
do that,
let's do it.
A lot of people have their hands raised. Okay, so
okay.
what I'm going to do is I'm going to go first because they were the first one to show up. It is area code 954. So I'm just pressing on the keyboard. And hello, caller, area code 954. What is your name and where are you calling from? Hello.
Hi, it's Mary. I'm calling from Florida, and I'm enjoying listening to Julie. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mary.
Yeah, I can relate to a lot of things. Every time I see my parents passed home and I see the numbers, I know they're with me, so I know what you're talking about.
Oh, wow. You have such a similar experience. That's so
same
cool.
thing. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
In fact, just to share something kind of odd, I was wondering if I should relocate from my apartment when we had a hurricane bearing down. And I turned on the TV, and the buyer who had bought my parents' home, of all the homes in the area, she was on there. And she was talking about the same thing, if she should stay in the home or leave. And she decided that she was going to stay there. And I thought to myself, well, that's a smart move because my parents always felt safe there. So I took that, I guess, as a sign that I should stay where I am, too. And I did, and it was okay.
Oh, my
kind
gosh.
Wow.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. Isn't
that
neat?
That does feel like it feels like a direct
message. Communicating with me, with my parents.
Yeah.
It's really strange. I have about a 7-year-old female kitty, and I've been going through a very difficult time physically myself. I have ongoing bladder pain, and it isn't been able to be resolved, and I don't seem to be improving. And my cat also is having bladder issues, so I think she's picking up on my pain. And I've been giving her healing treatments and talking out loud about Archangel Michael and Raphael. And when I do that, she responds very well. Her eyes change movement, and the way they look, I know she's seeing something because she looks above my head. And she starts feeling better, and now she comes up every single morning as soon as I'm out of bed, jumps on the bed, and waits for me to give her this treatment and brush her and talk to her. And she seems to be getting better. I've been wanting to get another cat because I lost her last sibling 3 years ago, who was called Spirit. And for some reason, it's been delayed because the ones that I wanted, somebody else got. So I'm thinking it's not the right time until maybe I feel better. I'm wondering if you pick up anything regarding my health issue, the cat, and if you see another cat coming into our world.
Yeah, so thank you for sharing that. And what is your cat's name who's living? The seven-year-old?
Baby girl.
Okay. So, first of all, as soon as you started talking about the angels, I felt it. I felt the energy around me. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what keeps coming through from baby girl about this.
Mm-hmm.
So this treatment is for you as well, right? It's not just
yeah.
for her.
I do it to myself and also her.
Yeah, there you go. And so it just feels like she started having these symptoms to kind of get you to this place where you would feel compelled to do this treatment.
Mm-hmm.
She keeps making me feel like the message here is it feels like you're someone who does a lot for others and maybe puts others before yourself. So this is kind of a lesson around taking care of yourself, putting yourself first.
Right.
Prioritizing yourself, right? So you're just as deserving of this beautiful angelic treatment as your cat is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the more you can be in that energy, the more things will balance out everywhere, like physically, energetically in you, right? So I feel like that's a very important message from your cat, to value yourself, take the time to, you know, do the healing on yourself. And your other question was about another cat, right?
Right.
Is there another cat coming in?
Recently that kind of popped up on the internet that I was going to think about getting. And then I thought, well, gee, I'm not sure because I'm not feeling good and my cat isn't either. So maybe I better wait. And how long should I put it off and so forth? But I've been wanting one for a long time, but I know the timing has to be good and astrologically and all that, too, I consider.
Right.
So,
okay, let me
ask,
I'm just going to ask Baby Girl to weigh in on this question, okay? Let's see what
I'm
she
sure she'd
think.
Like it.
Hang on, let me just see here. One second. Yeah, you're right. She would like it. Let me just see if there's anything around the timing. She keeps showing me following another cat around. So I don't know if this is Spirit that she's
Spirit,
sitting that way.
Yeah, because her last sibling passed a couple years ago, very young, like in a couple years, and we were very close to that cat, both of us, and he was gray, and I named him Spirit, and she missed him a lot, I could tell.
Okay. I was seeing gray as well. So hang on, let me just see here. It really feels like from Baby Girl that you don't have to really wait to get another cat. It feels like it would be good for both of you.
I'm concerned because there's so much going on and we're approaching hurricane season and all that, so there's a lot of considerations.
Right.
But,
I would just say do what feels right. You know, I always tell my clients, do what feels right to you. Go with how you're feeling in your heart and in your gut. But
you
know that
a
when
color
you do,
or the sex of a cat or anything identifying. who's coming next.
I keep seeing, and again, I don't know if she keeps showing me spirit, but I keep seeing a gray tiger cat.
Gray tiger. She's kind of, she's a tabby. I don't know. She's a little more on the brownish. I had some gray tigers in spirit, too, for a long time.
Okay.
I had some very old cats that lasted a long time. I don't know if you're picking up.
Okay, so they might be coming in.
Now, are they very young, like a kitten? Or I'm thinking about maybe a young kitten or something. I don't know if that's a good idea.
Let me see. Hang on. I feel like the one that baby girl's showing me for you to get is young, but it feels more like a one-year-old, you know, not like a super, super young kitten, but still young.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, definitely do what feels right to you and your heart, but just know that I feel like what she's showing is whenever you do get this cat, it's going to be good. It's going to be good for both of you.
Good. Okay. So I think she misses her siblings. She had quite a few, and I kept some for quite a while, and they passed. So, and do you think she's going to kind of get better from these treatments?
I do. Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, that's great.
And you are too. Remember to apply it to yourself just as much.
Exactly. Like we were talking earlier, if there's something that we're sick with, they pick up, they kind of absorb that. So one way to heal your kitty is to heal yourself.
There is a fuss in the home. She gets very vocal, too. I know what you mean.
I'm getting
she
the number
like any...
two. So if like a two-year-old cat, I'm getting, that's come very, I keep seeing the number two. So I think it'll be a young cat, but not a kitten. Like
maybe
a two
months.
Like a two, no, I think 2 years, a two-year-old
you
cat.
Think? Oh.
Like a teenager cat.
Yeah, that's what they say. Well, I guess I'll just have to wait and see what turns up because the ones that I've gotten have come to me. I've never really had to go out and pick one. They always picked me, and I always wanted to be the one to pick them, but they always came to me, so I guess I have to wait and see what happens.
Pick one, maybe this time. Maybe this time pick one. You know, go for it. Like Julie was saying, I think it'll be good for both of you. And thank you for calling in.
Thank you very much. I hope I hear more of you, and I'll check out your website. Very interesting.
Thank you so
definitely.
Much.
Well, I'm
going to
put
you
so you can hear. Yeah, I'm going to put you so you can continue listening. So
and
not hanging up on you, you'll be able to listen in.
I'll try getting you on the computer. Thank
and
you.
And baby girl.
Many
Thank
blessings
you.
To you.
Thank you.
Okay. The next caller that I am bringing in is area code 310. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Yes.
Hello.
My name is Susan and I'm calling from Oklahoma.
Hello,
hi, Susan.
From
Hello.
Oklahoma. Okay. You're calling from okay.
I
are you
am.
Enjoying our show? Awesome.
Yes. Very much so.
So what would you like to talk about now that you're here with us on the air? We're here to help you, or if you want to add your own animal magic story, we're open to that too.
Yes, a few days ago, I was out in my yard, and my dog was also in the front, and we rarely have dogs come by. She saw a dog, ran full speed towards the dog. The dog was a huge bull, like bull mastiff, and it grabbed her and threw her up in the air. and threw her down and tried to get her again. And then she ran, and I was able to get her, and she only had like one small mark on her, which I medicated, and she appears to be fine, but I just wanted to check in to see if you pick up anything with her that I might need to attend to.
Okay, and what's her name?
Penny.
Penny, okay. Let me just connect in with Penny for a second here. So Penny is coming through as very curious and actually feeling actually really okay. Like I don't,
good.
She's not showing me any trauma or anything like that. But she feels like she has this kind of bold, curious personality, or it just doesn't occur to her to feel scared almost.
I know.
She's coming through to me.
That's pretty accurate right there. There are no enemies.
Yeah. It's really kind of a delightful, it's really a delightful personality. She also feels very positive and very happy the way she comes through as well. So I'm so glad that, you know, it must have been scary in the moment for you, certainly, but I'm so glad that
oh yeah,
she only had one mark, and the way she's coming through to me is definitely she's feeling okay.
Good.
Yeah. let me just see if she has something to say, something more to say. Hang on. So, a lot. I just asked her if she had, is there something in this situation that she wanted you to know? And she's talking about how she really, she would like to give the message to you that to be open to what comes, right? To just kind of like, I don't know, it keeps coming through as being open. Be open to what comes. So kind of like if you think of it as she's kind of modeling a behavior for you where just go with your curiosity, go where you want to go, and you'll be
okay.
Fine. And there's no reason to worry or be scared. So, yeah, I don't know if you can relate to that, but that's what she
yes,
that's what she's showing me. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
well,
getting
I'm
the
so
word
glad.
Coming
through.
Okay. Be fearless. That she wants, she's also
yeah.
the message that she wants to, like if there's something that's going on in your life that you're not sure about and you're kind of afraid, she's giving you the message that, if you don't buy into your fears because you create more, whatever you fear, you bring more of that into your life. So she's setting
right.
an example of, you know, think about what you instead of what you're worrying about, because a worry is actually a prayer to the universe to give you more of that, because it does in the universe and how it works with the law of attraction, it just is attracted to what you're putting out there. So if you put
right.
out worries, then you're going to get more of that back. So it's kind of a lesson in, you know, put the worries aside, focus on, you know, be thankful for what you have, be thankful that you know, your dog is fine, and, you know, be brave and be fearless.
That makes so much sense. So thank you for that.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in, and I'm going to put you back in line so you can listen in, and love you for calling in. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Many blessings.
Thank you. Okay. Well, Julie, time is really clicking by, so I want to make sure there's a couple of things that I want to talk about, the shows that are coming up with our other hosts. And as I said earlier, that I always like to talk about how to do a little bit of moon magic, because the moon really is an important tool for us to work with as far as creating magic and being able to manifest both for ourselves and our animal companions. So we do have a full moon, and it's a full moon eclipse in Sagittarius that's coming up this Thursday, May 26th. And this is the perfect time for you to think about, and you can, you know, I often talk about making vision boards, but I've discovered there's a process of just making a list, just writing a list on paper of what things you want to bring into your life. And we did a show where we talked about how powerful our words are, in particular our written words, and how, you know, when you write something down, your pencil is almost like a magic wand, like, you know, like Harry Potter and all the people with their wands that they use for magic. Well, you have a wand too, and that is your pen or pencil. So don't be afraid to create, and they call it words or a spell. So you create a spell by just making a list this Thursday of whatever you want to manifest. And what's interesting is it's a full moon eclipse in Sagittarius. Now, Sagittarius is often depicted in a symbol of a bow and arrow. So it's almost like you want a picture that you've got a bow and arrow, and you're looking at a target that you want to hit. So you want to hit the bullseye. So it's a great time to, you know, set goals. And if there's a project that you want to finish, this is a good time. Everything's happening as far as with the planets as a perfect time to finish that project. And some things that you might want to think about doing right now is, now that the world is opening up, you might want to start thinking about planning a trip, and you might want to start thinking about taking a class, and you might want to bring in a new spiritual practice. I find that I'm really getting back into meditating, and then I learned a new thing, which is called, it's the easiest way to meditate, and it's a yoga practice where you just kind of lay down, and in the middle of the day, take like 20 minutes to take a nap, but rather than taking a nap, you want to almost give yourself a guided meditation of something that you want to about, like if there's a question that you want an answer on, or if there's someone you want to communicate with, just kind of guide the dream that you're going to have in that nap toward that goal. And it's pretty amazing as a spiritual practice. So get out there, enjoy the beautiful weather that we're having. And that's what I'm picking up with the full moon eclipse in Sagittarius. And before we take a few more calls, Julie, also I need to let everyone know what's coming up next on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. Now, right now, it's really easy to talk about our shows because live they're all on at the same time, which is 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern U.S., 7 p.m. London. Even if I haven't mentioned the time where you are, you know, you can go on to our website, and you can find out what time it's going to be live in your area. And so tomorrow we do have a show coming up, and that will be at, I'll go with Eastern time because I'm at Eastern time. At 2 p.m. Eastern, there's the Wisdom of the Soul show, and that's with host Janice Fuchs. And our Wednesday show with Catherine Hahn is actually on break for this month, but they're going to be back real soon in June. And that's a wonderful show that you can call into because Catherine talks to angels. She can get you an angel message. And next Friday, May 28th, 2 p.m. Eastern, wonderful show. It's called There's a Mantra for That. And that's with the two doctors, Dr. Rose Wilkerson and Dr. Dax Carlisle. And what I love that Dr. Rose does is she gives you a mantra. And mantras are so, that's something that I've incorporated into my spiritual practice, to just chant a mantra because it changes the energy. And, of course, we keep talking about, hey, if you want to change something, you just change the energy. And just want to let you know that this show, we're always on twice a month. So I'll be on the on June 13th, and I have a really special guest for that show. Her name is Ruja Lilly, and she is the she does Ruja Lilly Tarot. So it's going to be really interesting to talk with Lily. So as I said, if you like this show, I'm always on the second Sunday and the fourth Sunday of each and every month. Okay, so we're going to go to the switchboard, and I am going to take another call, Julie. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Let's do it. So I am going to area code 801. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Charlotte, and I'm calling from Eastern Utah.
Hello,
Charlotte.
Hey,
love your energy. Love your energy.
I'm just.
I feel animals. I know you've got some animals around you.
Yeah, well, yeah, nearly on me is more to the point. But this show has been awesome. Julie, you should be part of the Psychic Talk Radio Network.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I'm just putting a plug in there because animals are like, have always been such a near and dear part of my life. I mean, literally, they are responsible for my sanity, and they're responsible for me even still being alive. And I know that's probably more than I should admit on a radio show, but
that's okay. I believe you.
It's the honest truth.
And,
yeah. So thank you for coming on and being part of Sharona's beautiful show, because Sharona, as you know, is just, oh my gosh, her love just emanates, and I love her show. It just fills me up every other week. I'm just, anyway, enough gushing. I have two questions. One should be really easy, and that's why I'm being so cheeky and asking two questions. My physician, of all people, gave me this billy goat last summer. And he is just the most mellow, cool guy ever. But nobody knows how old he is. And I'm wondering if you can tell how old he is, if he can tell you. I know animals view life differently than we do, but...
Yeah.
And if there's anything he needs, because I'm telling you, I would do almost anything for that dang billy goat, even though he's stinky as heck. I would have. he's such a lovely spirit. Because I've had sheep as livestock for, you know, over 30 years. And I had one ewe that was one of my very first ewes that I felt that way about. But since then, they've been livestock, and they've been to train my dogs on and stuff. But this guy, oh, my gosh, I just love him. I love him so much.
Okay, and what's his
name? What is his name?
His name is Samson. That's what they called him. Now, whether he knows his name, I call him Samson, but it's not like he comes running when I call him Samson. He comes running when I shake the treat bag. But and he likes French fries. Isn't that funny? He likes French fries.
So do I.
I know, me too.
He has a good taste.
Yeah, I know. The other day I came home and I didn't really want fries with my meal, but they ended up in there anyway. So we sat on the running board of my truck and shared French fries. That's what a character he is. I mean, he's just like, I'm ready for my next fry. Go ahead. And he wasn't pushy about it. He was just like...
Well,
so
when I
name, if I didn't say it,
so, yeah. So when I invite Samson's energy in, he comes through as very, very unique, and also very happy with who he is. He's like a happy guy.
He
just likes being him, right? He likes being himself. And let me see. Let me see if he can talk about his age. Hang on. This would feel older to me, but he's showing me the number 11, unless it's 1 and 1 is 2.
I think he's older, too.
Yeah.
And that's what makes me worried. So I'm going to have to work on something to find him a warmer place to bed down before winter hits again then, because he's actually got long hair. I don't know if he showed you a picture of himself or if he even has a concept of that, but he's a half silky, half fainter goat. So he's got long hair and then his horns kind of twirl out to the side. To me, he looks like a miniature muskox. And it's so funny. It's like, yeah, that's right. I've got a miniature muskox running around my place. And he literally has free reign of my entire place. I mean, he sometimes sleeps on my deck. He, you know, they have to stay on the pasture, but he, you know.
So that's funny because he was giving me sort of like the dog I was just talking to, Penny, was talking about the curiosity. He was giving me that same energy of like, I just like to go wherever I want to go and investigate. But he was also showing me the sun. So, and I know you said you wanted to give him a warmer place when it got colder, right? But he seems to like being in the sun. Let me see here if he can show me anything else. And do you still have the sheep?
Yeah. Yes, and here's the other thing. I have one other sheep, and she was a bottle baby. She's like 4 years old now, but she suffers from an identity crisis because sometimes she hangs out with the turkeys and sometimes but she will not hang out with the sheep. She won't hang out with the other sheep, but she will hang out with the turkeys. So they're
Samson was showing me himself watching the sheep. So he enjoys doing that. I think you asked if there's anything he needs, right? I can ask him that. Let me see here.
He also just found, I had a, I had one of my nannies had kids early this year, and the little female has now decided that she's Samson's friend, and I think he likes that. I know she likes him, but I think he likes that he's got an admirer.
Well, you know, Samson, I'm getting this picture. He thinks he's a unicorn. he, I mean, in his mind, he he's magical. You know, he has like almost like a unicorn energy I'm picking up, that he's there to help you manifest your dreams. And he's saying, I'm not just a goat, I'm a unicorn.
I love that. Because he's gentle and but he doesn't take crap from anybody. I have one of my yearling rams started kind of being mean to him, but honestly, Samson kind of was just getting back what he gave out because he thinks he's the king of the hill when it comes to the flock, but that yearling ram went, really? And because he's half fainter, every time he would get butted by that ram, lamb, that yearling, he would tip over sideways, and so now that's why he gets free rein. But he was kind of mean to that yearling. But he's never mean to people. He's never mean, you know. So, hey, Jet. Jet's being naughty. All right, here we go. Jet, come here. Here, Jet. Sorry. Go ahead. I'm going to shut up. I'm going to get a hold of Jet's collar. We're good.
So Samson keeps showing me a fence, and there's a message, like there's something on the other side of the fence, and the message in that for you is to not let anything hold you back. And he's really, you know, like I said, when I first connected in with him, he's so happy with who he is. And he wants that for you as well. Be
Aww.
Happy with who you are, you know, and express your true self. Don't let anything hold you back.
I love that. I know I love that.
You know,
that.
He's saying you're a unicorn. Charlotte, you're a unicorn too, he's saying. You know that? You're a magical unicorn. You're very unique. And you have...
Oh, my gosh. I love that old guy.
Well, he loves you too.
So can I ask one more question? Are we done? Does Samson have anything else to say?
Well, that was what, when I asked him for a message for you, that's what he told me. You want me to ask him for anything else?
No, that's fine, because I feel like I'm taking up more than my fair share. But so for years, I have been on disability retirement, but, you know, things have gotten so tight financially that I finally have found a job that I can do that coincide, you know, that lets me live with my disability. But so that means being away from the dogs, and I'm just want to make sure that they understand and that they're okay. And you know what I mean? Because they've, especially like Jet, he's never been away from me. In fact, even before he was ready to go home, I went and house that. I drove 12 hours to go house it where he was born. I know the person. And, but she needed to go somewhere, and I'm like, yeah, I'll go house it. Litter of 10 puppies. Oh my gosh, I was in heaven. So even for 2 weeks, he was kind of my dog, even before he came home. And then, so he's always been with me, always, always. And they go in the truck with me, inside the truck. They never ride in the back, ever. And now I'm having to leave them for, you know, sometimes 8 hours a day, sometimes not that long. And I just need to make sure that they're okay with that.
So everything I'm feeling around this is, I feel like Samson answered your question before you asked it, to not let anything hold you back, right?
Uh-huh.
So you don't have to... I'm not picking up anything that you have to worry about.
With the dogs?
With them? Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, go out beyond that fence, go do what you need to do, and nothing's going to hold you back. And another, one thing you can do is, you know, you can absolutely talk to your dogs. You can talk to any of your animals yourself. And you can always tell them, this is how long I'm going to be gone. This is when I'm coming back. And then we're going to have fun when I get back, you know.
Yeah, I actually do that.
There you go. So, and even when you're out, when you are away, out at work or whatever, you can still talk to them and send them messages, right?
I just check it and then tell them that I'm still thinking about them and like that. That's a good idea. Thank you.
Yeah. And if you're out of the house away, you can kind of I like to visualize like a beam of light or a cord from my heart to their heart. And you can connect with them that way and send them love and tell them when you'll be home.
I love that. Julie, you're awesome. And I mean, aww. You know, not to take anything away from Sharona, because Sharona already knows how much I love her. And but you're,
well,
thank you so much. This is, I have
you're
loved
welcome.
This entire show. And I, you know, that even the part that wasn't about animals, because I just love all that stuff. And I hope to be able to give back someday to people all the gifts that I've been given, like what you and Sharona have given me today. You know, because I just think it's such a beautiful gift to give people to share this kind of knowledge and reassurance and stuff like that. So thank you very much. Thank you for
all the care and love you give to your animals.
Well, we sure do
love
them.
Thank you, Charlotte. Thank you. You have a lot of love. And I don't know, Samson is saying Charlotte's a unicorn. So you got it. There's a lot of healing and love in you too, my friend. So now is the time. You can just radiate out that love. But I love the idea that Julie gave you about, you know, you can stay, you know, even if you're not home, you have that cord that you can attach to your babies. So I'm going to put you back in the line and just see how much time we have with the show. So thank you. Love you to pieces.
Love you too.
Thank you. So, Julie, I just looked at the clock, and oh, my goodness, we are running out of time. So I'm not going to be able to get to any more calls today, but just want to remind everyone that we do have more shows, particularly the show that's going to be on Friday. You can call into that. And also you have the contact information for Julie, and you always know that you can get in touch with me at psychictalknet.com/Sharona. That's my email. You can talk to me, send an email over if there's something more that you'd like to know about and or some show that you want me to do or if you'd like a reading. So, Julie, let me see. Let me let everyone know that I will be back, though. I'll be back on Sunday, June the 13th, and I'll have my guest will be Bruja Lily. So she's going to be talking a lot about magic and a lot about tarot. And, Julie, I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for joining me today. Thanks for coming by on this beautiful Sunday.
Thank you so much, Sharona. It's been so much fun. And like I said, magic, the magic of the universe is my favorite topic. So I thoroughly enjoyed myself. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. So everyone, this is your magic mama, Sharona Rapsik. And I'd like to leave each of my listeners with some words of wisdom for joining me here today. And the word that I picked up on for this year, 2021, is the word speak. And it's all about speak your words, because our words are so powerful, whether we speak them aloud or we write them down. So that's how you create a spell. You remember, like, you spell your words with the letters. So if you're going to speak, I want you to always remember to say, I am strong, I am confident, of course, I am magical, and I am enough, and I am beautiful, and I deserve the very best, and I deserve love. And this is because I don't want you to forget that everything is energy, and that's both the universe, divinity, you and I, and everything that is in it. So you want to, like our animals remind us to do, you want to be very present, because when you don't want to be thinking about the past or thinking too much about the future. If you stay in the moment, you are constantly receiving answers or messages. So it is in the present moment where the magic occurs. And don't forget, you want to focus on what is positive in your life, because you will attract more of that. You'll be giving the universe a blueprint of what you want to create. And that's because it is a magical universe. So I am telling you to keep your energy and your vibrations high. Also, you want to laugh a little bit, because when you laugh, that is one of the highest vibrations around. So laugh, have a sense of humor. And I invite you to step into your power and awaken your magic. So until we meet again on Sunday, July the 13th, I am wishing each one of you all countless blessings and high vibrations. And I love you all. Thank you, Julie. Love you, Julie.
Love you, too. Thank you.
Bye, everyone.